USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The talk of impeaching President Biden is heating up on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Over the weekend, Johnson said the inquiry has become a necessary step. Republicans have indicated the House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. I'm Tim Berg.
A shark attack has claimed the life of an American woman in the Bahamas. Officials there say the woman from Boston was paddleboarding with a relative near the Sandals Resort on Monday when the attack took place. CPR was administered, but her injuries were too severe. On Saturday, a woman died after an apparent shark attack at a beach resort in Mexico. The latest front in the fight over abortion is a push in place like Texas to ban so-called abortion traffickers from driving pregnant women to another state where the procedure is legal. Associate Attorney General Vanita Gupta says they plan to fight this in court.
States may not criminalize third-party assistance for such interstate travel.
There are now four counties in Texas that have passed ordinances making it illegal to travel on their roads seeking an abortion. They would all be enforced through private lawsuits. The measures, though, would not punish the pregnant women. Alaska Airlines announces a $1.9 billion acquisition of Hawaiian Airlines, emphasizing the respect for their nearly 100-year legacy, with both companies retaining their brands. Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci, who will lead both airlines, considers the move pro-consumer, aiming to enhance competition against major carriers like United, Delta, Southwest, and American Airlines, which currently dominate 80% of the domestic market. The deal aims to leverage the strengths of both carriers. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to OmahaSteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Executions climbed nationally for the second year in a row in 2023, with Texas and Florida accounting for more than half, according to a report by the Death Penalty Information Center. The increase comes as public opinion continues to turn against the death penalty. Derek Chauvin has left the hospital.
The former Minneapolis police officer convicted in the murder of George Floyd is out of the hospital and back behind bars again after being stabbed 22 times by a fellow inmate at the Federal Correctional Institution in Tucson, Arizona. The alleged assailant, 52-year-old John Terskak, faces charges including attempted murder, assault with intent to commit murder, and assault with a dangerous weapon. Chauvin's attorney confirmed that his medical condition has improved, and he's been moved from the trauma care facility at a local Tucson hospital back to prison for follow-up care. I'm Skip Kelly.
Police say that a Los Angeles man already in custody in connection with another shooting investigation has been identified as a suspect in three recent killings of homeless men. Police officials say Jared Joseph Powell was identified as a suspect in the three killings after authorities determined a firearm found in a vehicle he was driving when he was arrested earlier was linked to the shootings. U.S. food safety officials urging consumers not to eat certain cantaloupe products due to the risk of illness as they investigate a worsening outbreak of salmonella infections. The outbreak appears to be linked to Malachita or Rudy brand cantaloupes. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.